Hello. Hello,
hey, Brian. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, too. Thanks for asking. Yeah, it's almost Friday.
Right. It's not here soon enough, huh?
No, it's not. And I love the month of December because I love the holiday, and I'm just excited overall.
So that's great. Hey, you know what? Hey, you brighten my day. I was talking to one of my vendors.
Mm-hmm.
I just left a contract, and it's a merchant store. And he was like, man, it does not feel like Christmas. I mean, it is hot here. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Today's a cool day, 75, but, you know, we just long for those, like, cold snaps of winter.
Yes, we do. And I'm in California. I'm on the opposite end of where you're at, where it's still not crazy, right? Right now, our high is 58 degrees, mostly cloudy. We'll probably see a high today of about 65, which still isn't cold. You know what I mean? Like I'm on the coast right by the water, so it does get a little bit chillier where I'm at because I'm like 2 miles from the water. So it gets a little bit chillier, but I came from an area in a little bit like 3 hours north of here where you saw the seasons, you know, you saw the cold, you saw the winter, you saw not a lot of snow, but a little bit of snow almost every year, like 2 or 3 days worth, you know, so we got a little bit. But when you're down here or where you're at, it doesn't always feel like the Christmas holiday, but I turn on the music and I get off the tree and I just love it. It's my favorite.
You know, once upon a time, you know, I used to have that joy and I used to feel like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
But it's like now it's just so hot. You just feel like, yeah, it's Christmas, you know. Right. Hey, go to work.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a lot of days they let me work from home, so I get to enjoy my Christmas tree and all my decorations and my stuff, so I'm really grateful.
That's great. What part of California? I used to live in
California. Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach. I used
Where'd
to
you
live?
Live?
Los Angeles.
Okay, which
Culver
part?
City.
Culver City. Okay,
I used to live off of Lincoln. My address was 333. It was, no, not Lincoln. It was Washington Boulevard off of Lincoln. It was years ago.
Before it was ghetto.
So, right. It was like 2000. Right. Back in 2000. You know what? I'm going to be honest. L.A. is a bit ghetto to me, okay? Because I grew up with vegetation, clean sidewalks in Orlando. You know, we had trees, palm trees, overgrown grass, and all I got there was like a concrete slab, you know, like, okay, this is a little different for me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when I got there, so that was a big change, but I used to work for the firm. I used to work concert circuit.
Mm.
So I used to tour. I mean, I did heavy, my friend Gary had his master's from theatrical production from CalArts up there in Valencia, California.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so he was a role production man. He was a whole stage manager. So I was living in Los Angeles for 3 years, and we should set up stage before we went on 50 City tours. Because it was all, back then it was heavy metal tours. It was like rock tours. So believe it or not, I was like, Down, Korn,
I can see that. Yeah, I love Korn. I saw Korn, Snoop Dogg, and Dr. Dre at the same concert, and Linkin Park at the same concert. Crazy mix.
Well, now, wait a minute, because Family Values Tour and the Management Tour.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I did it from 99 to like, so I did it from 99.
That's pretty cool. You're breaking up on me just a little bit.
Yeah, so you're in the parking lot of the pool.
So let me see here. I'm taking a look.
West Borland. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
But West Borland, I'm taking a quick story. The least basically for a long time, even when I left California.
Uh-huh.
And we stayed in touch, but I had everything on the cell phone. Cell phone went out on me. I lost contact with him because I think he ended up moving back to West Virginia or Virginia somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a great life in L.A. So I had fun. I was there.
Well, that's good. That's good. We're actually, my whole family, we're coming to West Palm Beach, next. My husband leaves Sunday and I'm coming out on, I'll be there Wednesday morning.
I can say about West Palm Beach too. I used to live in West Palm.
Well, I just looked it up. It's only 2 hours and 44 minutes from where you're at. So
yeah.
I was just looking at that and to see, cause we have football tournament. So we're coming out for national football tournament. Our team was chosen out of like only 8 teams in the nation to come out and compete for youth football.
Oh, that's excellent. Cause I think they got a youth pro bowl here in Orlando. I saw the Sixers bowl. I saw the banner.
Yeah, they have a few. They have a few. So we're coming to the one that's actually in, it starts with a W.
Okay.
The city starts, I want to say Wimbledon, but that's not it. It's
Wellington.
Yes, Wellington. That's where it's at. It's in Wellington. And then there's another one that's like in Naples. There's like quite a few of them. But, yeah, it's a pretty big deal to get invited to go. And my husband coaches the team. So we're going out to make a little vacay out of it. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah,
right.
Palm Beach is really nice now. I mean, it's really nice. I mean, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah,
is it fancy?
Yeah. It's fancy. Yeah, if you go to Palm Beach Island or just Palm Beach itself, you know. You know,
I think the Airbnb we got is on Palm Beach Island, I'm pretty sure, because we, like, a bunch of the coaches and the wives, we all rented together, so we got, like, a big old, you know, however many bedroom house where there's, like, I don't know, 6 or 8 of us that are staying together to keep down on the cost and whatnot, and it shows,
right.
I think it shows that it's on the little island part.
Oh, okay, yeah, because the island kind of stretched from Lake Worth, and so Palm Beach Island, you guys have a great time there. Good.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Let me see here. So, Brian, your first name, is that Brian?
It's Bryan.
I'm glad I asked. Last name, sir?
Williams, Willians.
Email?
strait@gmail.com.
Got it. All right, so I'm going to send everything over in writing to you because I'm the lead on your account and point of contact for you. So it's my job to make sure that you're getting what you want and what you need out of everything. Now, mind you, I'm going to be gone the 6th through the 12th of next week.
Okay.
I am going to send out a text message with the number for client support as well. You'll be in great hands, okay? Absolutely no worries about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna schedule your client interview for today or tomorrow. That way we can get everything underway and get it cranking out before I take off. Let me see here. I just sent everything over in writing. The phone number we're on, this 2678, this is your cell phone?
Yeah, this is my main number. 832-2678.
And this is the number you want Local Splash to call you on. Do you want the customers to call you on the end number ending in 7270?
Actually, no. I have a call service. I have a virtual assistant program that actually take the call and they route it to us through text messages and emails.
Okay.
So,
What number is that? I'm assuming that's the number you want the calls from the clients to go to, right?
That's the one the clients go to, yeah.
Okay, and the reason I'm asking specifically is because we actually offer a call tracking service within our services as well that's automatically included. But if you've already got one, you probably don't want to double down because you'd have to change the number again on the site and everything. So I'm going to put that as a no. If you change your mind, it's already included with your package. I don't know if you're paying separate for that, but it's already included with the package here, okay?
Okay. Yeah, basically they screen the call. They basically ask the person, you know, the important information.
Cool.
Name, address, homeowner.
Okay, it's not quite the same thing. Okay.
Yeah,
got it.
You're the policy holder, and then what they do, they get all the information, then they forward it to me, and then I use a texting service to let them know that we're en route, you know. So I just try to build, you know, I have different layers. You know,
yeah, smart.
Yeah, we can get those. Yeah,
super
so different
smart.
Layers. Because you never know you call me what kind of state of mind I might be in. Oh, well, I don't know.
What? I don't even speak. You know what? I don't even speak English today.
Yeah, like what? Yeah, I've been at this for a while. I don't know, man. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Right. We all need a
right.
break.
So, that information. I tell you what. Because I'm out right now, I have some errands. Send me the information of what I can do. Can I email you the 1-800 number?
No worries at all. Absolutely no worries. Let me just go ahead and pop into this. So for the information I have, you're going 30 miles. Is that correct?
Yes, 30 miles. Exactly.
You have the business license and insurance, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You already have the Google business profile. They're going to go ahead and get, access to that. So what's going to happen, Brian, is I'm actually going to go ahead and schedule a client interview for you. This is a 20 to 30 minute phone call. We do block off entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. Now, this is where the magic happens. They're going to gain access to the Google business profile, send you the invitation so we can manage it. They're going to gain access also to the Facebook business page so we can create the ads and manage that. Additionally, they're going to tell you how to send in the photos, and we're going to get everything cranking out. Do you have time today for that phone call, or do you need to schedule that for tomorrow?
Let's schedule it for tomorrow.
You want it around the same time, around lunchtime?
You got to be perfect, yeah.
Okay, so what's going to happen is I'm scheduling it now. You're going to see it come up in the email. It's going to say local / CI for client interview, EN for English. It's going to have your first and last name as well as your cell phone number. Additionally, Brian, I want you to know that I'm going to call from our 877 phone number to introduce you to your onboarding agent tomorrow between 12 and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will make multiple attempts to contact you. Every time Local Splash contacts you from the operations department, meaning anybody but me, it's going to come from the 877 number. So it's important to program that 877 number into your phone so you know when we're calling you. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I know it's 877, but is it a bad call? Do you know the do you know the number?
Yep, I do. 877-635. 6225. That's the number for Local Splash. 6225.
Okay.
6225. And in my extension, which I did text it to you, my specific extension is 224. If you want to talk with me, like you called me earlier. When you call into the Local Splash hotline, you call in. You can say directly which department you want to talk with. You could press 1 to speak with client support. You could press 224 to be connected with my desk. Okay.
Okay.
Now I have a business address here for Straightway. 2570 Overland Road, Unit 1. Is that correct?
That's correct. Florida.
Okay, perfect. Is that going to be the billing address for the card we're putting on file as well?
No, it's going to – no, it's a different – no.
Okay. And what is the billing address?
4701 CAPRI Place. So it's Capri Place.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
32811.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's going to be American Express. It's an American Express card.
Got it. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Give me 1 second. Okay. Two two seven nine one six four five one one zero zero eight.
Expiration month and year?
0827.
4-digit code on the front?
5108.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's going to be your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet name.
Which is?
Pepper.
Pepper. Got it.
Yeah.
Now, Local Splash is never going to ask you for any more money than we've already agreed upon. okay? And I'm going to read a voice verification out to you right now outlining the service agreement. Your cost is locked in at $249 monthly. There's a one-time setup fee of $99. And if you ever get a call from somebody who may be giving you the impression that they're Local Splash, but you're not quite sure, you ask for that security question. Anytime we're contacting you outside of your initial phone call, we will be asking for that security question as well. It's to protect your proprietary information. So we just want to make sure that you're aware that you can and may, I mean, you're super smart. You've already been through this. You may receive scam or spam phone calls, and we protect all your information completely, and this is another effort that we make towards that, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and read the voice verification now, and it goes like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
It's Straightway Restoration.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Williams, the owner.
Brian, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, sir, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is November 30th, 2023, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of $348 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a special pricing for this package. It will be locked in at the $249 rate monthly to reoccur on the 30th day. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service, you can do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, Brian, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, there's one last bit of housekeeping, sir. I'm going to send you one more text message. It will be a hyperlink that is clickable. It's going to say https://my.localsplash.com. And when you click on it, it's going to open up and say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. That is going to be the literal terms of everything that we're going to be providing for you. If you see an asterisk by something, please know that it may or may not be included within your package. Currently, when you scroll down to the bottom, you can see the package we've given you is the Local Search Engine Optimization Bundle, and it's also going to have all of the Facebook ads. Your price point is locked in. It will never go up or change. If you choose to add in Google Guarantee and have us manage it, there is a one-time fee of $250 to transfer everything over and have us manage it, and then the monthly cost, which we can talk about anytime you're ready. If you want to add in Google Ads at any time, you can do that. Those are done in $300 increments. I would be the one to help you with all of those things, and you have my direct phone number and extension line. So as you scroll through here, please click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Okay. I have a question. So you guys are going to create I don't have a Facebook page for Straightway. I have one, but I guess you can.
We can revamp it, or we can build you a new one. No worries. Yeah, either way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even see
one listed here for you. It's not even popping up with the business name, so we'll definitely build one. That's no problem.
Okay. So I'm looking at the domain fee and the hosting fee. So if I had, so you're going to need my GoDaddy information. I just pay GoDaddy. It's like it goes up every year, right?
Yeah. So no. That's if we're building the site for you and we're doing all of that. But the domain is already included. Like say you don't have a website or say you want us to build a website for you. That's not even, that's if you leave, there's a domain transfer fee and all the things. If you choose to have us do the website, even if we write content to your current domain, no cost. If you own the domain, okay? Or even if we purchase a domain for you, then it's already included with the cost. Now, if you ever leave and you want us to transfer that domain out, then yes, there's a $99 transfer fee.
I see.
Right. But I believe you and I have gone over that a little bit.
Yeah, we did. So I was just kind of cruising through here. Hey, I got one more question. So I know I heard you correctly, but I just want to ask again. So basically, you said additional, once we get this whole Google thing, we get everything working. So the additional function will be if you have to, like, my Google Lead account, right?
Your Google Guarantee account. Yes, sir.
My Google Guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So you guys can manage that, right?
We absolutely can manage that. So there's a one-time $250 transfer or application fee, depending on what the needs are. If you're coming in with your current Google Guarantee and you have access to it and you can grant us access, then it's a one-time $250 transfer and management. Or if you need it and we have to apply for you and do all the steps, it's a $250 fee. So that it's just $250 to get it going. And that's one time. And then the cost per lead and the minimum monthly budget is separate from this current program that you have with us. So I believe you told me you were investing around $900 into your Google Guarantee weekly, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Right. So for us, your Google Guarantee cost per lead is $180 with a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads at $2,347. So it's to get it going, they would ask you to upfront $2,347 for 13 leads. You have the ability to pause that campaign, unpause that campaign whenever you're ready. So say you take on a lead and now you're booked for 2-3 weeks. You know, for a fact, you're not taking on any more jobs, let alone calls for the next few weeks or the next 6 months, however long it is you want. You call in, you pause the campaign. Where you pause the campaign financially, Brian, is where it stays. So if you pause it with $100 in it, then that's where it stays for the length of the pause. There's no automatic monthly charge on this. This is only for your lead budget. So once your lead budget is exhausted, once you've exhausted all 13 qualified leads and then you want to re-up, you want to, you know, have the lead flow coming back in, then you would pay again.
So your leads will be totally different than the leads that I try to solicit.
The Google Guarantee leads, it's not going to be totally different, but this is the thing. You managing your Google Guarantee campaign, with all due respect, is like maybe you changing your own car oil. You can do it. It's not rocket science. You know how to do it. But when you have an expert do it, it runs a little bit smoother.
Okay. All right. So, right.
Right? So I mean, that's with respect.
Right.
Then,
no.
Of course.
No, I get it.
Okay, cool.
And so basically what I'm purchasing now will help encompass my visibility so mm-hmm. I can get to the part where you can manage the Google My Business. I don't want to overspeak. Am I putting words in it?
Yeah, no. We're doing the Google right now. What you've got us doing, what we're going to be doing is your Google My Business. We're going to be doing, okay, so let me break it to you like this. We're going to be doing everything except the Google Guarantee and Google Ads for you. We're doing everything else. We're doing your Google My Business profile. We're helping with review generation and reputation management. We're doing Facebook ads. We're doing weekly posts for your Google mm-hmm. Business profile. We are doing all the NAP cleanup, name, address, phone number, website, everywhere that the business name is listed. If there's any inaccuracies or inadequacies, we're cleaning it up. We're also going to go ahead and we're going to program you in for all of the popular directories on Google and make sure that your company is coming up in all of the most popular areas. It's going to help support the Google Business Profile and placement. Additionally, mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets, the smart car search results. You will also get all of the support for your website in the event that you need it. Right now you don't need it, but if you ever need that, you have it already included with the package. No matter what, there's no additional cost for it. We help you to gain and gather and generate the 5-star reviews on your Google Business Profile as well. And then we can even help you to load those straight to your website. So no matter where they find the site, they see that you're a 5-star rated company, which is super important. Additionally, okay. You get your client dashboard. I mean, there's just a ton of things. But if you want to add in and have us manage the Google Guarantee, we can do that at any time that you choose. It would just be the upfront cost on that's just going to be the
$250.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm starting now. So.
Perfect.
Yeah, I have a ski trip coming up in January in Colorado. I'm going to be there for 7 days from the park.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. I've never been skiing. I'll go, and I'll hold the snacks.
I can tell you the first time when I lived in Los Angeles, we had an attorney that was part of the firm organization.
Uh-huh.
His name was Angelo Tartaglio. He used to live in Huntington Beach. That was in Huntington? On the Strand. It was addressed with 44th
okay.
Strand, right there.
Yeah, so he was in Oceanside. Mm-hmm.
Redondo. It was either Huntington or, yeah, it was in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Strand. So we used to sit there, and the first time I ever surfed. Well, I can't really say I surfed, but that was the first time. I was totally amazed how cold the water was. Pacific
yes.
water, like the coldest water in the world.
Day in the world,
man.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. He's like, oh, man, I got a wetsuit for you. So you go out. But, you know, I pedal. I'm pretty adventurous. I'm adventurous. I get out there and have fun. So.
That's pretty cool. Have you ever been to Hawaii?
No. I never
That's the warmest water in the world. Let me tell you, it's like bath water. So I've swam in the Pacific Ocean my entire life. I've never been to the water on the East Coast. Getting to go to the water, I've been to the East Coast. I've been to Florida before, but in Orlando, I didn't get to go to the water. So this is the first time I'm going to get to go to the actual water in the Atlantic Ocean, right? So I've swam in the Pacific Ocean my entire life where it's freezing cold. Even in the dead of summer, it's still cold, okay? We get to Hawaii, and it's like bath water. You don't even want to leave the water. Like, it's so amazing.
Yeah, it gets like that in Tampa. If you go Clearwater Beach, it's almost
okay.
like you're in bath water. Yeah, so it actually okay, won't confirm the signature, so it's loading.
Perfect.
Wow, I got a username and password.
Your username and password will be given to you via email and text message in 5 to 7 days' time of conducting client onboarding. That's going to be where you're going to be able to track the results of the package, Brian. However, we have to create your account. We have to create your tracking
dashboard.
System. Yeah, we got to create your dashboard. We got to do it all, okay? So,
okay.
Now you have a personal Facebook page?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so they're going to ask you for access to that to build your professional page, and they don't interact and intertwine. But during your client onboarding, they're going to send you an email on how to give us access so we can build your business profile for you, okay?
Okay. I'm feeling like, Amy, you got me. I feel like I'm in good hands for once, okay, because it's like third company.
You're in great hands. You're going to love it. And I'm really excited for what this means for your company. I'm really excited to show you what it is that we can do for you. And, you know, I really hope that you wind up bringing your Google Guarantee over to us as well, because I think that's going to take off the way that you really want it to when you have it being managed properly.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. So if I can just get, you know, even like with the budget right now, it's a slow bleed now with, you know, jobs coming in, maybe one, you know, two jobs per month, you know, and the heavy investment that I have on the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, but if it gets to that point where I can, I'll be more than happy to turn everything over, give you guys the keys and let you navigate me through all this.
Yeah, we've got an entire team that's separate just for that, that takes care of that, and it's amazing, Brian. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, and I guess tomorrow you'll give me a shout tomorrow, and
yep.
I'll be available tomorrow, and you can go ahead and pull the trigger and get the ball rolling here, so.
Beautiful. And mind you, I'll remind you, we're going to be calling from the 877 number, and you'll get a text and an email reminder 1 hour before the appointment. So if you don't think
okay.
you're going to be able to keep it for any reason, just call or text back in so I can reschedule you right away, okay?
Okay. Sounds perfect.
All right, Brian, I'll speak with you tomorrow. I appreciate your time, and you have a blessed and safe day, okay?
Likewise, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.